Hey everyone, welcome to episode 100. We finally did it. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. I hope you enjoy. This is the first time since quarantine all the boys have been together. Let's go. And now everything is recording. Gentlemen, welcome to episode 100 of the Top Shelf Podcast. This is unbelievable.
I'm trying to do my best.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we've already figured out what kind of mood Joshua Gurney's in. Not a very participational mindset. But listen, this episode is very special to us. There's no topic at hand except for the recap of the first 100. I want to throw out a special shout out to all our haters who thought we wouldn't get this far and thought we were just doing this as, you know, an experiment or we were bored or whatever the case was. And we actually made it to 100. We had some breaks, we took some vacations, and we still got here. And at the end of the day, there's no four better people I would have rather have done this with than Jose Pena.
Woo-woo.
Nicholas Bennett.
Here.
Joshua G.
Yes, sir.
And of course, I don't think I've ever introduced myself, Lenny Martins.
Oh,
100 episodes. Hey. I don't think I've ever introduced myself.
No introduction needed.
Possibly not. But again, this episode is strictly recap of the first 100. Our likes, our dislikes, our bloopers, what we got out of it, what we hated, you know, just a good recap. And Jose, if this moth could get off my whiskey, that'd be great.
Okay.
With that said, I want to just read off real quick the top five episodes all time, according to our listeners. Let me just bring it up real fast.
If you hear the trepidation in Lenny's voice, it's because he's currently fighting off every insect.
I'm being attacked. 100% being attacked. So, now, mind you, when I read this list off to the guys this afternoon, none of these episodes contained Jose Pena.
I quit. Is that true?
True story. True story. And he's not thrilled about it, so... let's try to change that for episode 100 to 200, somewhere between there. Let's make one of his episodes a top five. Number one. Excuse me.
Is this in order?
In order.
So this is the top. So shouldn't you go 5 through 1?
Okay, let's go 5 through 1. Number five would be the episode we did about making the woman chase the man. It's called Make Her Chase You.
Do you have the episode numbers on these or no?
I do not have it.
So we don't know.
It's just whatever.
What's your best guess as to where? Where in the grand scheme, 1 through 100, about where that fell?
Probably in mid-70s. Because this is recent.
This is recent. So Making Her Chase You.
And then number four was one that Nick and I did very early on, probably top 10 episode, was called Relationship versus Relationship.
Yeah, I remember that specifically.
Make Her Chase You was 64.
Oh, okay.
Man, what was it? Relationship versus Relationship was number four.
Number four. And then Be You, Be Happy.
Be You, Be Happy. I looked at that this morning.
That was early. That was very early, too. Mm-hmm.
That was three.
That was great. So it was on the front porch in Lakeville, for sure.
Wow. Yeah. And then number two, actually, Jose, you were on this one, online dating.
I was not.
You were not? Was this Jen and I?
No, it was you and Nick.
No.
You were here. We actually did it here in your garage.
Welcome back to the Top Shelf Podcast. On this episode, Lenny sits down with Nick to talk about online dating. It was at Nick's house. No, it was at Joe's.
No, that was relationship was at Joe's.
At the bar at Joe's?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't mention me, in the writing, so I just...
Okay, so Jose made that one. So everything I said earlier, take back. And, of course, number one is the origin story, just because that's the original, and that's the first one we did. And just we had the most time.
We really
bumped that one out. You know what's funny about that? I'm going through some of the trials and tribulations we went through to just get this off the ground. When we first recorded that episode, I was sending mass text messages to everyone, and it didn't say what it was. It just had the hyperlink to Anchor or Spotify. And I got to tell you, probably 150 people text me back with, "Can you stop spamming me, please? I don't know what this is. I don't want to click it because I'm going to get a virus." I'm like, oh, my God. And I had to explain to them, no, it's our podcast that we started. And probably 75% of those people did not listen after that because they thought we were spamming them.
Whatever. They came up now.
Just a quick rundown of, I remember off the top of my head, we go over every once in a while how many countries we're in. Mm-hmm. So You can add in South Africa to that.
Ooh, and, let's go.
And Ireland, I looked at today, is also in there.
We're coming for you, Ireland.
Yep. Yeah, we got to visit the Jameson Distillery.
Well, that's our. Isn't that our first trip we plan with the money? Is to go to Ireland.
That was that. Yeah,
Ireland's the place.
Dublin. Yeah. Go see the Jameson Factory. Josh can hold out hands.
Go to the Aurora Borealis Observatory. Like, everything that I see on there, the Jose sends me those. I'm like, dude. And now that place is legit. I mean, that stuff is no joke.
That is legit.
That's like that Norway.
Norway. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So I'm gonna start. We'll go right to left. Start with Jose's on my right. I'm sorry, Josh's on my right. I want Josh. Not explain. Just tell me real quick off the top of your head, if you can remember, what is your most favorite episode that we've done so far? Now, you've been in pretty much 90% of them. A good majority.
My memory is poor.
Yeah.
Very poor. I attempt to, as you know, live in the moment. So I'm not, I don't do a lot of digging back into the past episodes. And very early on, I would listen to all the ones, especially the ones that I was in, because I wanted to see how I did.
Yeah.
How did it sound? And very recently, I haven't listened, honestly, to almost anything.
Yeah.
And not because I don't love what we're doing here, but because I'm just trying to live in the moment and enjoy what we're doing and let the listeners be the listeners, not us. We're not making this for ourselves,
right?
Making this for other people. But, I couldn't tell you my favorite episode. I know Be You, Be Happy was a lot about just doing what makes things tick for you, not worried about what society thinks.
Right.
And that was obviously, like you said, one of our most popular episodes. I didn't realize it was number three. But any of the ones, to me, I've had fun with some of the fun ones. I don't even, honestly, at this point, I don't even know the difference between a Thursday night or a Sunday night episode. What is self-development? What is supposed to be fun, date, style type stuff? We blurred the lines there very much. But the ones that really resonate with me, that I feel most comfortable and that I find inspiration and I can just speak, I don't have to sit there and think about what I'm going to say, are always the self-development, spiritual, just personal stuff, not necessarily, I can sit there and I can shoot the shit about dating and, fun topics and the rapid fire stuff I kind of blast with, when we start to include other people, I can ad lib and that stuff, but where I really feel comfortable and when I'm in my zone is when we're talking about being kind, talking about love, talking about spirituality, talking about the things that I'm passionate about right now. So of all those episodes you named, it would probably be Be You, Be Happy. Be focused, be in the moment. Like,
and
don't worry about
Did you not put out a vlog about that also?
I did. Yep. The Let It Go vlog.
Yeah,
it took you, 6 months to actually come. Basic vlog.
Listen,
it was the first vlog I've ever written. And I mean, it came to me. I didn't sit there and stress over it.
Right. Well, the other person that helped get this off the ground besides us four, Angela, I mean, she's a busy girl and she's preparing to move to Orlando. So when she took a step back, she was carrying the whole team, and then it all fell on me and I got nervous and we took a vacation during December and things up, and that's just excuses. I shouldn't make excuses.
Angela leaving was a big hit. That would be if my wife moved out of my house, like there would be no laundry done. My kids wouldn't be at school. So that's similar. Mom left.
Right.
So losing Angela, and the amount of stuff that she did for us obviously was a big hit. So the website slowed, just the overall production of the show slowed, and it took us a little bit while to get back, a little while to get back on our feet.
I asked her, I know it's my daughter, but during her exit interview, I said, listen, I'm going to keep the advertisement that you recorded. She's like, yes, Dad, you can keep it. I'm like, okay, good. I cannot record one so professional as you did. It'd be embarrassing. Nick, your favorite episode so far, thus far.
So similar to what Josh has said, obviously I took a hiatus and, during that time, you guys were putting out some great content and I would kind of have to catch up of sorts. But it was always good to see that your heads were in the right place. And a lot of the things that you guys were saying were kind of helping me navigate through where I was at. But I do enjoy our enlightening, topics. But I enjoy our topics that get us to banter a little bit more. So, and I truly appreciate the topics in which we get to showcase our fearless leader, Lenny, wasn't there an episode that we pretty much said he was like a leather jacket wearing, Spike Boots. Yeah,
he's a bad boy.
Good guys versus bad boys.
Right.
I think that and relationships and relationships might actually, those kind of fall right in line because we got to show who you are already.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I'm glad I'm the scapegoat. Yeah.
That's fine. You are.
The Fonz, is that what you called me?
Yeah.
Jose, your favorite?
To be honest, I was listening to some back in the day ones that when we first started, but the one that made me laugh the most was the one when we were with Nick, like just making fun of you and laughing at Nick. And
that's the last one we just did. Nick, the last Nick's one we interview.
Just did. Yeah, interview. Yeah. It was hilarious. Like I just listened to that like last, like the day it came out, and I literally laughed again in my bedroom getting dressed for work, and I was like, oh my God, this is
hysterical.
Hysterical.
Yeah. Nick told me, I don't know, a few months ago, after we recorded a show, he goes, "Len, you we watching Practical Jokers. We watch these guys. We're just as funny as them." And it shows on that last interview, with the last episode with Nick. And yes, we were picking on me most of the time, which is fine. And it was so, I was belly button laughing during the show because you guys were just so funny. And I get it. Always goes back to Reeboks and certain things and Mickey Mouse, whatever, and wrestling.
But that shows that.
But it's hysterical. Right, exactly.
Listen, you have to be able to pull funny.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know what we said about Reeboks.
That day I bought a new pair of shoes.
Yeah. And we said something.
Oh, he was pretty much.
Oh, because he was the only one. We're like, Lenny!
But he tried to go to another store. There's a lot of Adidas.
I went to Adidas and they had a full line and Reebok had four people in.
Listen, the only feedback I've gotten, and I've gotten some great feedback about all this, but and it's not even a negative, and I shared it with you guys, you know, even during the hiatus, was that there's a reason why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Our experience, obviously, you know, our experience in the restaurant, hospitality, and culinary field was what we kind of built this
on. Yep.
But our personalities will legitimately take us to the next level. And we have four
strong
and amazing and wide-ranging personalities. And people want content. Mm-hmm. They want us. You know, I feel like in a lot of our earlier episodes, we had kid gloves on. Obviously, I was dealing with some stuff.
Right.
We were dealing with stuff. Everyone at the table was dealing with personal stuff and that we just didn't really feel putting out there to the masses. But as we navigate it, you know, people, whatever we're dealing with, if you feel open sharing, people are probably going to learn, grow, and laugh from it. And that's what's really going to take us to that next level.
Nick, I can't tell you. So here, quick story. Last Sunday, I go to greet a table at the Red Rooster. And the lady goes, "Lenny, is that you under the mask?" I said, "Yeah, of course." She goes, "Pull your mask. I want to talk to you." I said, "Okay." She goes, "I want to look you eye to eye." So what's going on?
Your mask is over your eyes?
No, like, whatever. Yeah. She goes, I listen to you religiously. I said, "Oh, thanks." Her name's Melanie. I said, "Thanks, Melanie. The 3-day rule is such horseshit. I cannot tell you how many people have chastised me for that damn 3-day rule."
You love playing the heel.
Yeah, he does. Love playing the bad guy.
We've kind of figured that out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That you love that heel role of like kind of throwing those things. And you know the female listeners are going to be like, "That son of a bitch." They love it. Like I said, you love it. And you play the role perfectly. Without overplaying it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of natural.
Yeah. Everyone listening, Jose Pena is trying to get me drunk.
Yes, he is. Nick's sleeping over. So,
plenty of room.
One thing that we've gotten away from, and it's kind of upset Jose a lot, and he mentions it all the time to me personally in our own personal messages, not with you guys because he doesn't want to embarrass anyone here at the table. But when we go into Wednesday nights, you know, we're talking throughout the day, blah, blah, blah. We talk every day, but we're talking throughout the day, and he goes, "Hey, you think Josh is finally going to break out some quotes again, or is he done with the quotes?"
Not accurate. Why are you saying that? Why are you throwing me under the bus? It's not true.
He had a streak. He was going every single Thursday show. He had a streak. Yeah. Even some dating shows, he'd throw them out there. And then all of a sudden, it fell off. What's up?
I think I was doing a little bit more preparation at that time. Early on, I was nervous, and like Nick said, you know what I mean? We were kind of kicking ourselves out. What can we say? What can we not say?
Yeah.
Figuring out who we were as podcasters that had never done something like this before, other than our years of experience in the culinary industry and in hospitality. So to me, that was an easy way for me to find topics to talk about, or at least add my 2 cents, some of my favorite quotes. And then, I mean, I didn't want that to just be my thing. You guys kind of poking fun at me a little bit about it. I know you liked it. I know it wasn't like...
I appreciate it. Yeah, no poke.
That's our personalities.
Right. So it was a way for me to find something to talk about that I was comfortable talking about. And I've grown out, not grown out of it, but I don't need to use that as a crutch. To me, that was a crutch to go, right, I have these couple things that I know I can talk to or talk about when it comes to me. And I'm not sure exactly what to say. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we've really grown to the point where... this thing just flows organically. A conversation flows. Lenny, you have the idea of kind of how the structure is going to go for a podcast for the half hour, hour, whatever we're doing. We don't necessarily need to bring anything to the table. We don't need to be prepared to speak. It just comes. It just comes to us. Doesn't mean that sometimes if you give me a topic that I won't have that, I'm going to throw some of those at you from 100 to 200. Right. We're going to have those, but it's not going to be something I'm going to bring in every time.
You know, and at this point, I'll just be completely transparent, is we'll have the topics only a day or two ahead of time at this point. Actually, this Wednesday, we went into Wednesday morning. I said, guys, what do you want to talk about today? We're back. What do you want to talk about? And Jose came up with the idea, oh, we haven't interviewed Nick yet. So that's how they came about. So to Josh's point, we're not planning weeks and weeks ahead of what we're going to talk about. We're kind of just doing it on the fly. And then it should be just things that we either – work on, we've worked on, or we're working on, and so that's what makes it fun for us. We don't have a script.
It used to be like, hey, this is what we're gonna talk about. Then Lenny would show up. And be like,
oh,
hey,
that's my favorite part. I'm gonna talk about it later.
I'm talking about that later.
That's my favorite part. Actually, and I kind of backtracked myself. I spoke to Angela. Her favorite episode was the Jeopardy episode we did with Jose Roland.
Yep.
That was actually her favorite episode when we spoke this afternoon. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. He won Jeopardy because Jose cheated.
I agree. Questions.
He threw the guy a goddamn a lollipop. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Don't do that. Nick won. Because he talked about X-Men.
Yeah. And then my favorite episode of all time is Relationship. Yes. Just because the content was incredible, and that was early on. It sounded pretty good for early on, except for our cell phones rang a couple times. We were drinking a little bit, but I think the quality was actually not bad, just because it was us two. These two clowns weren't there, and the content was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of feedback on it.
A lot of people slid into your DMs.
A lot of people slid into my DMs.
You haven't said that recently, though.
No, it's been a couple of shows.
Typically, you say every catchphrase for us.
Yeah. Oh, shout out you guys. Shout out,
J-Woo.
J-Woo's coming through in the clutch.
Hey, I do want to say thank you to Johnson. Right. They are. We've been sponsoring their radio show and through Jose Pena's hard work. And they've been posting our stuff on Instagram. And hopefully we can get them on soon and we can be on their show. I hope you have that in the works.
Yeah, when they come back.
Oh, it's all for nothing.
COVID stuff.
Yeah. Are they not on campus right now?
They're not on campus.
Yeah. No. My door school's not on campus either. They're like 50-50. Let's go with, if you guys can remember, I know Josh already talked about his shoddy memory. Jose, do you have a funniest moment that's happened so far? Please don't talk about my Reeboks. Let's just skip it for one minute.
We can talk about it almost every episode, including this one now. The one I laughed the hardest at was when we were talking about, when we interviewed me and I was talking about my brother. And we talked about
not that one.
Oh. That was the barbershop. Different story.
The barbershop was awesome.
That was awesome. The barbershop.
It was tough because of the setup feedback.
Yeah,
that
was great. Those guys were great.
But we were talking about like Cat Williams, and we were talking about how, like, when guys bring girls home and they see stretch marks, it's like one of two things: either you're big or you got small, or small or got big. Either way, we're still doing it. It doesn't matter. So, when we interviewed, when he did me, and we talked about that, that was hilarious. Like, we belly laughed for like a good 10 minutes at that. So, I just think getting together and just the camaraderie and eating and drinking and, shooting the shit into these microphones and recording them, I just think I'm glad that so many people in so many countries want to listen to us. First of all.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Crazy. I already mentioned like Spain, Spain, Colombia, England, Ireland. Like all these countries, Jamaica, all these people are just tuning in for whether it's Instagram or whatever, like just tuning into us.
Yeah.
Four guys from England. Granted, I know Josh for over a decade. And, I've known you guys for about 5 years and I introduced you to Josh. So technically, you guys just met each other less than 2 years ago And people want to tune in and listen to the hell we have to say. Isn't that
crazy?
It's incredible.
I honestly can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
So, yeah. I mean,
I can, but.
I mean, nobody ever gives himself any credit.
Yeah.
I mean, that we're pretty interesting guys.
You know, well, like we said earlier.
We have a lot of experience that we can speak on.
Well, we said earlier before we recorded, it's just like we were like cell phones buzzing.
Yeah.
Lenny was getting text messages.
Right.
Nick was getting updates on the new Jays coming out. Oh, Will Smith's clothing line. Lenny with the Reebok, the Conor McGregor coming out. But
I wear those for work now, by the way.
Of course you do. But you know, coming from episode one in Lakeville to episode 100 in Wayland, I mean, it's been few between. It's been the best part of about it is just getting together and like we haven't seen each other in shit. We haven't been in the same room since
March.
Mm-hmm. And it's just been it was a good time all together today and every time we get together. So I miss that type of stuff. You know, even with my regular family, you don't see them a lot either.
Right.
Not with this whole COVID stuff, but now that it's starting to come somewhat back together, it's good to get everybody back together and get on the podcast and happy that people still listen to us and give a shit about what we talk about, which is good.
Nick, any funny moments?
Funny moments. Honestly, I feel like one, and again, thank you to the Peñas for hosting tonight.
Incredible.
We have such a good time when we come to the Peñas residence. I still haven't made it out to Lakeville.
It's a good time.
We gotta fix that.
That's but, awesome.
15 minutes.
Yeah, it's close.
So I believe it was our first duo trying to get into the YouTube market.
Yeah. Save a lot challenge.
Was probably the most hilarious. And I will over the airways right now concede that I may have slightly by a very small margin lost.
You lost by a big margin.
Because the image I had just didn't have the right fit to it. But no, that entire you were a mastermind to kind of put that together. That was hilarious to me. That was by far the most entertaining and comedic. Because we also recorded ourselves in the car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We recorded ourselves in my house before we left.
Hey, we tricked Jeremy.
Jeremy had no idea what was going on. Recording ourselves just driving there throughout the entire thing. We found Lenny's twin.
We found
Lenny's twin. That's how we know that Lenny's shot.
It's all in one place. It's all on YouTube. I had the red and black flannel, right?
The check-in, we knew that Lenny shot there. He actually bought that shirt that morning. He didn't want to tell us. That's how you got the leg up on me. But no, that was hilarious. That was a great experience. So
What was the name of that?
That was under $100 challenge.
No,
there was something. Something Brothers.
It
was
like Brothers.
It was like Budget Brothers.
Oh, Budget Brothers.
Fantastic idea. I mean, I think with a larger budget and maybe just another couple tries, that thing could have taken off.
It was awesome. Hey, it was well put together.
We're not done yet.
We can now conquer
the New Bedford Sabres and Providence.
Ooh. We did. I think we tried so much to kind of feel out the waters to figure out what would work, what would stick, what could we kind of dive into and go through that. And I don't want to say that we bit off too much, but we have so much things that we can go back and revisit. And
of course.
Eight ball magic.
I still have my eight ball on my desk.
Two different things.
Yeah. Hey, dating advice daily.
I was about to say, we still never set up those dating profiles.
We didn't. I'm going to get to that. That's on my list for today. I'm going to get to it.
Was it two?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm definitely getting to it. Josh, you got a funny moment?
I think most of the funny moments have kind of taken place off the air in the process of recording or, prior to the recording as we're kind of partying a little bit before we start, or in between when you have to shut something off because one of the kids runs into the room or when my dog escaped halfway through a recording. You can kind of tell something's going on. But as far as actually on the podcast, I couldn't put my finger on something that really got me laughing out loud. Obviously, when we poke fun at you, that's always a good time. I don't know why you talk about Tom Brady so much. That's always funny to me. Clearly,
have I been wrong about Tom Brady yet?
No.
How about the last three episodes? He was recording from his bed.
Yeah. That was
I was.
Related
100%.
His bloody pillow.
But I am interested to see this year where the Tom Brady thing goes, you know, being that he's out of New England now. I mean, does that make you love him more or hate him more?
I am honestly going to tell you right now, from someone who is an avid, avid New England Patriots hater, I thoroughly want to see Tom Brady excel in a different uniform. I also want to see Cam Newton excel.
Yeah.
And then I want him to put up Hall of Fame numbers and lose every game by 1 point.
Yeah, Tom Brady's
sorry.
It was one bad game.
All right, so my funniest moment. Listen, I'm going to say this. And we're going to take a break and let Angela give us our advertisement for the
miss
day.
Miss you, Angela.
Miss you. Come back.
Absolutely.
Don't move.
Amen.
My funniest moment was online dating. We were here.
So you say
we were here. It was me, you, and Nick, right in this very garage. The topic wasn't online dating going into it. The topic was something completely different.
Shocker. What was it? I don't remember. It was something.
I don't remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It was completely different. I'm driving here, and I said, you know what? I want to talk about online dating. I need to tell you guys. As I'm walking through the door, Joshua, Nick is on the couch. You see the chairs over here. Yeah. Nick is in the chair, literally online dating. And I walked in and said, Nick, what are you doing? He goes, I'm on Tinder, dog.
I don't talk like
that. I said, I'm sorry. What'd you say? He goes, I'm on Tinder, swiping left, swiping right.
What?
I was like, oh my God.
Nick.
I'm like, Nick, in my head, I'm about to tell you guys that we're switching the topic to online dating. It was, fate had it ready for us. How did I know that you were going to be on Tinder, swiping left, right, up, down, A, B, select, start? I had no idea. That's my funniest moment of all time.
From being like,
that's my moment. Contra. Contra.
That's his combo move.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks, Josh. Thanks for knowing that. All right. So we're going to take a – and now you banged the mic after what you just said. Don't touch the microphones. We're going to take a two-minute break, and then we're going to come back and finish up the second half of episode 100.
Hey.
Said something to me the other day, and I was just like, wow, you are too fucking smart for your own good. I can't remember what it was.
What happened?
It was like Sunday, and I was just sitting there, Saturday, before I went to work, and she was just like, she came one of those and said something, and I was like, you're fucking too smart for your own good.
How many times did she ask today to be on the show?
She asked all the time.
Josh, how many times have Alana and Olivia asked to be on the show? Olivia.
Livy really thinks that she's got something to add.
She does. She's the best singer I ever met in my life.
She's getting good. She's getting good.
Remember karaoke on the boat? She was the star.
Yeah. As she gets more confident with herself, she's going to get better in those scenarios.
We should do something because we have a karaoke machine, thanks to my mother.
Yeah.
Disney songs. It's like 800 Disney songs.
I mean, she's getting past the point of just being an annoying little kid that, like, yeah, okay, sing, we're okay, nobody cares, to being like, wow, actually, it sounds like she's got some talent.
It's good, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, now that I've been recording that for the last minute.
Shocker.
Welcome back, everyone, to episode 100 of the Top Shelf Podcast. Yeah. Gentlemen.
You ready?
Well, hold on. We're re-pouring some drinks. We have some cigars going. I hope everyone goes to Instagram at Be the Top Shelf and looks at the amazing cake Jose had made for us to celebrate 100. I want to quickly go around the table and talk about what we are expecting for the next 100, and then we'll go back around and talk about some ideas that we hope to implement for the next 100. So I'll go first. Get you guys getting situated over here with your cigars. What I'm expecting for the next 100 is the same cleverness, us being funny, entertaining, insightful, hopefully helping a couple people out there. I'm not saying we can help everyone, but if we can help one person, two people, three people, that's all we need. And I'm expecting us to always maintain our brotherhood going forward, no matter what trials and tribulations come in front of us. I know Josh can have something to say about that, because trials and tribulations is just part of life and we need to learn from them.
As we do.
And I'm hoping that we all can continue to grow our loyal followers and grow this show to be what I think it will be. Jose, what do you think for the next 100 episodes? What are you expecting?
Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of laughter, a lot of different topics like we did for the first 100. And to get off topic, you know, after the first 100, do a lot of reflecting and stuff like that. Like, we spoke about this when we all worked together in Westboro, minus Josh, who we didn't work with. But Lenny had always talked about wanting to do stuff with Josh, and here we are. And a lot of people doubted us, like Lenny said at the beginning of the episode.
Haters.
He was doing haters. Josh, we were the addends.
That's fine.
But it's understandable.
Hey, no. In all actuality, I've seen his worst. He's seen my worst. And
he's seen your worst.
I've seen my own worst. But
only after we showed it to you.
He recovered faster than I did, and I started learning from him. Right. And then, but I watched what. There was one day, it was Thursday, where I'd get in early, do the numbers. Jose would be the morning manager. And I would be, you know, I'd go into
Jose
the dining room.
Circles around you?
No, that was never true. I'd go into the dining room, Jose sitting in the, was that the 700s? I don't remember. The long blue skins table doesn't make a difference. And Jose sitting there by himself. And I'm like, what the hell is this dude doing? What a weirdo. And he was meditating. I didn't know he meditated at that point. And at that point, Josh had just started meditating. So in my head, I'm like, Josh has been meditating. Jose's meditating. Like, what the hell am I doing wrong? Now, granted, I am off and on about it, and I'm not an expert. I will never claim to be an expert on it. But it just goes to show you, like, I saw Josh doing it. I saw Jose doing it. I said, well, if these two guys who are the closest to me are doing it, then something must be up with it. So I just pick and choose. Not even pick and choose, but I pick the little things from each and every one of you, like your dress code, Nick. I watch how you dress.
Fancy.
And I pick parts of it that I like, and I'll take it for my own. And I'm sure you do the same with me, and ooh, vice versa.
No Jordan.
Except for your Nike selection. Your Nike collection, I should say.
Anyways, what I wanted to get back to was, like, this all started because Lenny decided to get off all of our asses and just finally do it. And I know we bust Josh's chops a lot for having quotes, but this is one that I saw this week that I thought was relevant. It came from one of my two favorite presidents. One's John F. Kennedy, but this one comes from my other one, Abraham Lincoln. And it says, the most reliable way to predict the future is to create it.
Oh, yeah.
And Lenny was just like, hey, I have a question for you. You want to be on my podcast that I'm starting next Thursday? And then all of a sudden I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we went from episode one was Josh and Lakeville, and now we're 100 in Wayland, right? All four of us. And like we said earlier, a lot of people had a lot of doubt and didn't respect the grind, that we didn't think we could get together and we could do it. And you know what? We were here. Started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
And I can't think of a better four to break bread with, drink some Woodford Reserve with, and smoke some cigars. And it's been a good night. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And I know it's a little off topic, but the next 100 is going to be the moment of truth for us. And I think it's going to be positive, and we're going to take this podcast to places we never thought it would be. I'm off my soapbox now.
Nicholas?
So, I'll be completely honest. I feel like out of the group, I was probably the most reserved individual, as true to my personality. And I'm pretty sure that the ones at the table who know me, you know what I'm saying? Josh is still getting to know me, but these ones know that I can be somewhat more, a little bit more outspoken, and a little bit more open. But I was dealing with some stuff last year and the year prior that just kind of had me in a place where I feel like I couldn't speak on it. I love the platform that we built. I love the foundation of what we built. I really want us to open up for the next.
Do me a favor, explain open up, because you and I have talked about this being more spicy.
I love when Jose drops ice in my drink.
While we're recording.
That was beautiful.
While we're recording.
Beautiful.
After we said, oh, you know, we got away from that record, the ice cubes and the cell phone ring.
I feel like, and I've said this, obviously, when we go off airs, we always talk about the things that we can do to bring ourselves to the next level, what we think our fans, our listeners want to hear. And, you know, content is a big part of it. We've our self-help and development and all of that is top-notch. If you want to feel good about yourself on a daily basis or at any point, please listen to the Top Shelf Podcast, because we'll give you the things that you need to, how you can change your mindset, how you can change how you process information, how you can change just your overall outlook on yourself, your life, what you're dealing with, the people you interact with, and, you know, really provide you that little bump to kind of get you through your day and even how to start your next day off right. But again, I know that each person at this table has been through some stuff that will legitimately challenge what people think is the norm, or what people, you know, some of the stories we can share and things like that. I feel like we've set the foundation to build ourselves rather politically correct of sorts. Because one, we're in an age where we don't want to insult anybody. We don't want to overstep, but we also have things that we don't feel that the public needs to know. And again, keep that stuff to yourself. But we can find a way to either through, oh, my friend told me a story, or I know somebody who did this, or whatever. I feel like we should ramp it up a notch.
I agree.
I feel like at this point, we've built a following. We've built a good little foundation here. Fuck it. Let's really give people something to tune into. You're going to tune in because the Top Shelf will make you feel good. The Top Shelf will give you something to help you navigate through your everyday trials and tribulations. That is what we built, right? That's what our following has.
Absolutely right.
Let's give them something to be like, oh my God. Let's give them something to be like, wow, I did not know people did that type of things out there. You know what I mean? I really think Jose has the craziest stories at the table. He's the most reserved.
We haven't even talked about your brother's story yet.
I don't want to put him through that again. How you still claim Jose Pena as a brother?
He was happy that we mentioned him.
I know. Hey, obviously that's a man who doesn't care. Yeah. Right?
Shut up, Mike.
Living by the seat of your pants. I love it. But nah, that's my next thing. I really want to put some content out that really makes people go, wow, this shit is crazy. I want to see what they say next week.
Josh Kearney?
I think the next year, the next 100 episodes is going to bring exponential growth. Mm-hmm. I think that this was just a year of us getting started. And kudos to you, Lenny, for starting this whole damn thing, because
facts.
Most people will have this idea in their head and they'll keep on putting things off and they want to do something different with their life. And you know, they hesitate. The moment's not right. I'm not ready. I don't know how. And you just said, I know I don't know how, but I have a team around me that's going to help me do it. We're going to try. And most people don't have the courage to do that. So again, kudos to you. And thank you very much for pushing us all out of our comfort levels and make it happen. Huh?
I said, or stupidity.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Whatever. A lot of stupid people are
exactly.
They're not worried about
it. I'm not saying you're a genius, but.
Well, and not some people in some circles.
Lenny is not afraid to make mistakes, and he's not afraid to fail. And I think the old Lenny was like, he wanted everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be Lenny's way. And there came a point where he said, you know what? If things are going to change, I have to take more risk. So again, I think the next year will bring exponential growth. I think that we're going to get some guests on here that might be, people would be shocked that we might have somebody of that caliber of a guest on our show. Cause that's the way we're going to grow. And I'm expecting that, you know, as we get more comfortable and more confident, you know, I think that we, like Nick just said, we've only scratched the surface on some of these topics. We're going to go back and look at some of these topics and go, you know, we could have gone deeper.
We can revisit that. Yeah.
We're going to deep dive into this and we're really going to tell some stories and we're going to really maybe get some guests on that really line up with it. We've only just begun. And this thing, I'm telling you, When you make an effort at something and you believe it can work, the universe lines it up. And we've shown that, you know, from episode one in my backyard with a cell phone and we're going to be recording everything. It grows exponentially on its own. You don't have to know how it's all going to happen. You just have to try. Mm-hmm. And the universe inspires to make it happen.
This one,
so I have no choice but to believe that that's exactly what's going to continue to happen. I truly believe that. And when you truly believe in something, It just happens. That's just the way the universe works. It's showing me that over and over and over again. When you open your eyes and realize that, the world's not conspiring against you. So many people believe everything's against me. Oh, every time I try something, you're wrong. It's the exact opposite. You just have to believe it. Exponential growth.
Yep.
That's I will say it again. Exponential growth in the next 100 episodes for the Top Shelf. You heard it here first.
No true words ever.
I got goosebumps.
Yep.
Nick, that cigar is so befitting of you. Okay, so with that said, Joshua, thank you so much for those kind words about me.
Well said.
But in all honesty, I know for a fact I couldn't have done anything without each and every one of you, including Angela, especially Angela, who helped me get this, who helped us get this off the ground floor. So we'll go with that. But what I want from you guys now, at this point, I want to know if you've been thinking, well, if you haven't, it's okay. We can skip over you. I know you guys have a lot going on running your respective restaurants. Are there any topics that you've thought or any ideas, like Nick and I did Budget Brothers, any ideas like that, or we did Magic 8-Ball, Dating Advice Daily, Josh and I were the catalyst for that for the most part. Any ideas or any topics that you guys really want to focus on, that you really want to nail, or any YouTube videos, any Instagram videos, Snapchat, whatever that you guys have in mind that you want to see going forward? Don't be shy. Hey,
I'll go first. Yeah. I just think we did the Red Rooster. We did a couple other food reviews. I think we need to get back into that.
Yeah, that's what Josh was saying earlier.
We're all into the hospitality field, so I think we need to get into all that stuff. We know a lot of people and a lot of places. So I know the Daily Catch down in the North End and the Seaport is one.
Well, keep in mind, we did what did we do? The Charred Oak Tavern, Josh? Yeah, we didn't know anyone there. Yeah. We just showed up.
Yeah.
I called for reservations and told them ahead of time, but we just showed up and did it. So we didn't necessarily don't need to know anybody. Because I called the day before. I was like, hey, we're coming in. We're going to do this. And they're like, okay, no problem.
Yeah, they would love that experience.
I think that stuff right now will help. I think that's easy to get back into.
Easy.
I think that's good content. People want to hear it.
Right.
You know, it's something
especially local.
Listeners would be like, all right, that's
right. Especially people that work in the field. We wouldn't send them to a crap place. So I think that'll work out great for us. And I think that's all I would like to see. You know, keep laughing, keep doing what we do. And, either you're with us or you're not. I mean, it is what it is. So we can't force you to listen. But I think between the four of us and everybody else we have on our podcast, I think the visitors and everybody else who spot check in, I think we put out a good product considering we're not Joe Rogan or other people out there.
Yeah.
Right. It. But for being 100 episodes in, I think we're pretty fucking good at it. So
Trump just asked Joe Rogan to host.
I saw that
4 hours.
Was that real?
Yeah,
I saw that on Instagram today. If you really want to do that, I mean, first of all, I don't know why Donald Trump would want to do that to himself. We don't
know why Donald Trump does that.
No,
honestly,
we shouldn't
be political because everyone has their views and beliefs and thoughts,
right.
And our fan base deserves to not feel attacked in any sort of way. I've learned to kind of.
I just, on that note, to end my segment, food reviews and keep making people laugh and moving forward, I think that's all I really have. I mean, good food, good drinks, good people, and laughter. That's all we really need in our life, right? And we'll be successful at that. So, and if this never comes to fruition, we don't make any money on it.
God damn it,
we had a good time.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
We had moments like this. That's all that matters.
You know what I mean? We're above ground. 2 feet, healthy, and brotherhood. So that's all I really have.
Nick, anything you want to see come to any topics, videos, Instagram stories, Snapchat stories that you want us to do?
COVID was tough, right? Because it kind of forced people to assimilate into this new antisocial lifestyle.
Right.
Which is weird because I'm relatively antisocial and I hated it. Because I was getting into this point in life where I felt I wanted to be more social,
mm-hmm.
right? So a couple of things that I felt like were really, an avenue that I was excited to kind of dive into. Again, I love our vast, widespread ability to talk about every subject.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's insight and input is so profound. For me, two aspects that I feel like we kind of talked about me and Lenny, obviously being the relatively eligible bachelors at the table now, we need to get out there and make some good content as we peruse.
I think that you and I, with Jose... Lenny's
been waiting for this moment. Jose is currently shaking his head, everyone. You can't see because Lenny's no longer recording. Lenny's been waiting for this moment since 2000 and... What is it, 2015?
Let's be real. How many times did I tell you, face-to-face, if you and I were to go out together, we would destroy the town? It wouldn't even be fear.
Yeah. It's like, anyways.
Let's keep it in context.
Yes. I feel like we can go out there and have some fun. You know what I mean? Talk to some people, see how people feel about some things, you know, just talk about our experiences. Yeah. And from these two gentlemen who have been able to make, you know, long-lasting, healthy relationships with beautiful children and all right. that, we get their input in telling us how we're doing things wrong mm-hmm. and how we need to change our devilish ways.
Mm-hmm. Not one,
right? But y'all also brought this little segment before when you thought that people could challenge me in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. That was Lenny.
We never really played on that. So
I got a couple guys who are willing to whoop your ass.
As I've now actually gotten put in a position where I can be a little bit more culinary, creative, and free, I need some people to go ahead and challenge me.
Hey, whenever you want to make that happen, I can make that happen.
Papa, I'm not scared.
I think you are.
Does he know who I am?
I think you're scared.
I know completely what you're capable of.
He doesn't know I am.
All right, so we'll get back to Josh. What do you want to say? What topics, videos, Instagram, social media stories, or content would you like to see from us going forward?
I would like to see you guys out on the town.
Everyone would like to see that.
That's going to be interesting. Nick, I mean, I can't wait to see somebody challenge Nick and see how that goes. I wonder, that's kind of some stuff that's going to have to get put on video.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I will double down on the getting some interesting guests on. I think that's going to get easier. The more relevant we get, the more out there we get. You know, guests are what sells. You know, it's
right.
Not that we're trying to sell anything. We never started this thing to try and make money, make a buck, or sell anything to anybody. It was just to speak and let our voices be heard, and hopefully, like you said, help one person.
Right.
If we can help one person. If we can talk one person off the ledge, then this has all been a success. It's all been worth it. We can change one life for the better.
John told me off the ledge.
I mean, there is. There's that one. We're good. We can quit.
And I know that we can continue to dive deeper into the topics that we've already discussed without just regurgitating old information, just recreating episode 64.
No, because
we can recover.
Excuse me.
Top shelf relationship, and now this is where we are a year later on this, and this is where we are with this special guest, and this is why it's relevant.
Right.
Without having to completely reinvent the show.
So I would like to see a couple things happen in the next 100 episodes. I would like us to go back and try to conquer YouTube again with Budget Brothers or, anything. Cooking it, mixing it, all these shows I had in mind. There's a lot of shows that I had on the top of my mind that never came to fruition. Timing, life, whatever, right? I would also like to see more guests. We're all like more guests. There's more exposure. I get it. But we should do 100% more food review, more restaurant reviews. That's absolute fact. Whether it's once a month, every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever. I think that we can, Monday nights seem to work well for everyone, right? And I would also like to see us do two things. Have a bet going on the best online dating profile, like we promised our viewers we were going to do a year ago.
Us is Lenny and Nick.
No, and Jose said he was going to do it too.
I'll have nothing to do with it.
Yes, of course not.
I'll stay married.
Actually, why don't we have Crystal create your online profile?
Yes, that was a conversation.
Let's have Crystal and Stephanie create your online profiles.
Why not? We'll have Angela create yours.
Oh, hell no!
Ray can create.
I don't want my daughter creating my online profile.
Why?
Can I have a random woman do it?
You'll get more girls if Angela does.
And then number two, I would like some more. I would like us to have a bet going on that's going to last the next 6 months. So Jose's a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
I'm not betting on that, man.
Nicholas is a New York Giants fan.
Oh god.
Sadly, Josh is a New England Patriots fan, and I am, of course, a future AFC Championship fan, the Buffalo Bills.
How distant in the future are we going in?
My boy Saquon.
I would like first to have a bet. Let's throw the bet out there right now, and I hopefully you guys all agree. The team that finishes with the worst record. Now, I want a disclaimer. Since Nick is a New York Giants fan.
You gotta
fan,
give me a curve.
Since Nick is a New York Giants fan, if their team
we lost to the Redskins.
If the Giants finish at 500 or above,
I'm in the running. Okay.
You're in the running. Okay. Because I don't think you'll finish 500. And then the team with the worst record at the end of the regular season, that person has to either create or take the rest of the team out for dinner. Can we all agree upon that?
Yeah.
No.
What? One caveat. Stephanie and Crystal cannot cook for you guys or pay for the bill. You guys have to
actually. I did all the cooking today.
Okay. She made the rice, which is delicious.
It was.
I know Crystal. Don't worry about it. She would whip some ass. So can we agree on that right here? On here. With
again, it's the worst record.
The worst record.
By dinner.
But the Giants have to finish 500.
At the end of the football.
It's just not fair. The Giants.
So he's saying, the caveat is that if the Giants finish 500, then he's not.
I can now.
Oh, that's bullshit. The Eagles are just as bad as the Giants.
So if the Giants,
we lost to the Redskins. No,
I know, but the Giants are so terrible.
It's one game.
Yeah.
The New York Giants are so terrible. It's just not fair to Nick.
Are you guys going to have a worse record than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Yeah.
So how does he get out of cooking now?
So if he finishes 8-8, that's 500, and we all finish 9-7, 10-6, whatever, he loses.
Yeah.
If he hits the 500 mark, he's now in the game, and then he loses.
I agree to that. I'm going to end up cooking. Okay. I've already.
If he finishes
6-4, if they're like 3-13, he's not the one.
I'm just there to enjoy a good time.
At least our three teams are.
almost needs to root against him unless he's just like, no, he wants to show up the knife skill.
Yeah, right. Which would be cool.
Hey, knife skills ain't good.
All right, so we got 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes left. Anything you guys want to add before we sign off on this very long, very productive, very amazing episode.
It's funny because legit, when we record in the comfort of our own homes and our own space, I feel like our episodes take a lot longer.
No, we've been averaging about a half hour the last like 10 episodes.
Yeah, because we kind of just, we're in our space. It's like, all right, well, whatever, we'll get to it. But when we're actually together in each other's space, I'm like, wait, we're done?
It's an hour already.
Like that's insane. But no, like, again, we've given you a fair number of shout outs this episode. Mr. Martins, you've done one hell of a job. And I know you don't get a lot of credit or recognition because, I mean, you're you. But nah, seriously, if episode 100 should be anything at the end of it, it's to applaud you and your ability to feel something, take the reins, and do your best to make it happen. Adjust on the fly, which is kind of what the restaurant and culinary and hospitality industry has forced us to become, you know, savants at. Mm-hmm. You've done a hell of a job. You've done a hell of a job assembling a team. You've done a hell of a job leading us. You've done a hell of a job orchestrating and building and keeping this ship afloat. So that's my input. Josh, it has been a pleasure to meet you and get to know you a little bit more and the family. Happy to say that I know you. Jose Pena. God damn it, you're annoying. I fucking love you. You're my brother.
Thanks.
But nah, seriously, kudos to you, Mr. Martins.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Thank you for having me as a part of the team Top Shelf. And I'm really excited for what the next 100 episode plus is going to bring on. That's me.
Jose? Yeah.
I mean, I can't say anything more clearer than what Nick just said. It's been a great 100 episodes, and we hope to be here for another 900 episodes, hit 1,000.
500 was the first goal. We'll get to 500 first.
Yeah. I mean, we never thought, no one thought we'd get to
100.
Haters never thought we'd get to 100, and here we are. And looking forward to the future, man. And when all this COVID shit is over and done with, and we're moving forward, and kids are back in school, and we can hang out more and more closely, it'll be well worth it. And I'm looking forward to the future. I know we have a lot of big things ahead of us for all of us, and yeah, looking forward to it. A lot of good years left.
Josh, 45 seconds.
45 seconds. I am forever grateful for every moment that we get to do this. This is literally, this makes my week. It makes my day. All of this stuff, every little bit of, I think, what the meaning of life is just being happy, finding happiness. So I'll close on a quote about happiness. it's not gripping onto things, looking for happiness in an outside source. And so, you know, Buddha said, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. And you've heard me say that quote, I think, multiple times on multiple episodes, and it just rings so true. It's not just trying to find something that will make you happy. You bring the happiness to the table. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way.
And I'll finish off the last minute, since the clock is ticking red. Oh my God, I'm running out of time here. I am so proud of all three of you, not because of the show, just because who you are and what you've taught me in life over the last, Josh, 13 years, Nick and Jose, the last 4 or 5 years. You guys have taught me so much, and I want to thank you for that. And I'm proud for everything you've accomplished in your lives, not podcast related, just in general. To the next 100.
To the next 100.
To the
next 100.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater, that's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.